هيا كلاب الشوارع بالنبطية. خليها. هيدا لكلاب الطائفية بالشوارع بالنبطية. هالكلاب السلطات الفاسدة.
شايد صورك على المزارع من جبلنا وعمل ايدينا شايد صورك على المزارع من جبلنا وعمل ايدينا والخمارات جنب المصانع والسجن مطرح الجنينة والخمارات جنب المصانع والسجن مطرح الجنينة وطلبت في الشوارع وقفلت زنادينك علينا واللي نمنا في المضاجع نحن نمنا ما اشتهينا واللي نمنا في المضاجع نحن نمنا ما اشتهينا
as in lip sync, lip syncing, pretending to be singing. making it seem like that voice, that external voice, is coming from your own mouth. To ventriloquize, to lip sync, in other words, is to play back, to play again. Oh look, it's just a playback, a recording. Someone is syncing their lips to a previously recorded voice that may or may not belong to them. All while they themselves singing in groups is not allowed. Apparently, even if social distancing measures are ensured, whispering and humming are allowed. No singing nor shouting allowed. Anything that gets your heart pumping, anything that makes your heart beat faster, anything that raises your heartbeat per minute, anything that produces excess breath, anything that produces breathing in excess, anything that collective breathing in excess, hearts beating in excess, decibels sounding in excess, be quiet and be still in the company of others. Be very quiet and be very still in proximity to others. We are living in the now times where collective singing is banned and only whispers are allowed. No loudspeakers. No loud speaking. Only loudspeakers. Allowed. You can have some pre-recorded chants and voices. Soccer matches. The audience sounds are pre-recorded. There is no audience present. And the sound is only played back to the real audience watching at home. Even when the soccer match is actually broadcast live, there is no live audience in the stadium. And the sounds that we hear at home, the players don't hear them. They don't hear the cheers, only we do. Apparently, we need that sound, as uncanny as it is to some. In the future of mass gatherings at soccer matches and concerts, apparently we will be allowed to whisper, "Hooray!"
Instrument. Use it!
coming back to this moment. 9 years later, and I keep coming back to this moment. The human mic was brought into existence because... The human mic was brought into existence because of restrictions on amplification. Currently, we are in the opposite situation. We are actually not allowed to amplify one another. And possibly, we thereby also lose something crucial: anonymity and the liberty to rehearse collectively out loud. To rehearse something that you might not say by yourself or as yourself. There's a kind of ventriloquism at play, I believe, in collective chants and songs. A powerful and empowering kind of ventriloquism. So, is speaking about being heard or about being seen? Is it about being heard speaking or being seen speaking? Is it about being heard or about being seen speaking the words that are heard simultaneously? What does this specific acousmatic situation do in terms of commoning speech, commoning sound, commoning listening? How does it confine our speech, and how does it liberate it? When our speech is heard, but not necessarily as our speech, as belonging to us, is it stronger, weaker, more or less resonant? If it could have come from anywhere, belong to anyone, to any appearance, what we seem to have lost is this kind of anonymity wherein your voice doesn't stand out, and you're not going to be liable for something that you've just said, because your voice cannot be singled out from the collective voice. In the current situation, the impositions and restrictions on gatherings and loudness seem to also be about isolating voices. Keeping voices separate, singular, distant from one another, solo. When's the last time you heard a group voicing or singing or shouting? So how can we speak of a collective body? How can we speak of a collective voice? What does a collective voice sound like now?
So tired.
And if the simple answer is, well, it sounds muffled because it's behind a mask. Well then, how does the disappearance of the mouth and the onset of asynchronous sound or acousmatic sound affect the ways in which we may use our voices or not use them? If we cannot be seen speaking, if we cannot be seen singing, if there is no more synchronization, believe we are being silenced. I believe it's a trap to think that we are being silenced, and that the answer to silence is loudness. A voice need not sound plural to be plural. Because who speaks when we speak? What speaks when we speak? What histories speak when I speak? What do I speak if not precisely plural voices, plural histories? What liberation if my voice is not mine? What liberations if my voice is not just mine? Nobody knows where voices come from anyway. I mean, literally, where in the body does a voice reside? The voice is not an organ. It's an effect, perhaps. Are your thoughts yours?
Your words?
Are they yours?
Did you invent them?
Your language.
Is your language yours alone?
Well, neither is your voice. Our voices do not belong to us. Just like our languages don't belong to us. Our histories do not belong to us. ¶¶
شايل نصورك على المزارع من جنبنا وعمل ايدينا شايل نصورك على المزارع من جنبنا وعمل ايدينا والغمارات جنب المصانع والسجن بطرح الجنينة والغمارات جنب المصانع والسجن بطرح الجنينة وطلبت في الشوارع وقفلت زنادينك علينا وطلبت لابك في الشوارع وقفلت زنادينك علينا واللي نمنا في المضاجع نمنا نمنا مشتاقين واللي نمنا في المضاجع نمنا نمنا مشتاقين وابتدى علينا بالمواجع
وعرفنا من سبب جراحنا وعرفنا روحنا والتقينا